As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
To everyone, download and subscribe to the 415ers podcast. We appreciate all reviews, all stars, especially five of them. Evan Giddings and Mark Grandy with you 3 times a week. I'm on social at egiddings10. Mark is at Mark Grandy, Mark with a C, Grandy with an I. I do want to revisit Brock Purdy for a little bit here, Mark, because he is the man of the show. He is the star of the show today, especially. Even though Deebo Samuel went down, the report from Kyle Shanahan is that it is not expected to be a season-ending injury, although the quote was most likely a high ankle sprain, which would keep him out for multiple weeks. I apologize. I referenced Elijah Mitchell earlier. It was Trent Williams that I was thinking of that suffered a high ankle sprain for the 49ers against Denver earlier this season. But as far as Brock Purdy is concerned, Mark, it wasn't also... You kind of mentioned that we talked about like his pocket presence or, you know, awareness, being able to go through reads during the play. It was also the evasiveness that he showed. To me, it was also what he was able to do pre-snap and identifying where the football needed to go. Now, he was able to maneuver and operate off script when needed. But for example, on that 27-yard touchdown pass to Christian McCaffrey, Christian is out wide on the left side with a defender in front of him that cannot stay in front of him. And immediately Brock Purdy is looking that way and delivers a beautiful back shoulder deep ball that results in a touchdown. I'm also looking at that play where Brandon Ayuk just absolutely burnt the defender for Tampa Bay, last name Dean, first name definitely not James because his feet are not that good. But Brandon Ayuk's feet, however, like a little tiptoe, Brock Purdy gives him the fake and then goes up top, an easy touchdown pass from 32 yards out with 15 seconds left. Now, I know it was the play, which was right after, of course, the phantom interception that was called back. But for Brock Purdy to be able to re-lock in after making a mistake and capitalizing on his second chance. That's where you see a veteran quarterback be able to go out at the end of a half and get points and capitalize fully on those points, especially getting a second chance. I just thought Brock Purdy showed not only the ability to read a defense before the snap, but also, Mark, on throws 10 or more yards down the field, it was 5 of 5, 117 yards, 2 touchdowns in the first half. Like, I don't want to denigrate Jimmy Garoppolo, but the ability to throw the ball deep through the air has been kind of a knock on him throughout his career, especially at San Francisco. And Brock Purdy already has one more 20-yard touchdown pass than Jimmy Garoppolo does this season.
I was going to bring up the same stat, specifically air yards. So 20 yards through the air down the field, not catch and run. Yeah, he had 2 in this game. Brock Purdy did. Jimmy Garoppolo this season, touchdowns of 20 or more air yards, just 1. Again, nothing, not a shot at Jimmy Garoppolo. It's just like this should not be something that Brock Purdy is capable of doing. He was, again, a 7th-round pick. One pick away from being undrafted in his first start of his career, going up against the GOAT, the guy that he's watched his entire life. He was 5 months old, Brock Purdy was, when Tom Brady was drafted. And he's out here making his first start against him and putting up a fantastic game at that. I mean, it's remarkable. It doesn't make any sense, Evan. It's hard to really describe because it's so, I don't know, counter to what you would expect. You lose your starting quarterback, Trey Lance, at the beginning of the year. You have your starting quarterback from the past handful of years come in and fit in relatively seamlessly. Takes a bit of time to kind of get used to things, but then it's just like he never left. It's just like it was last year and in years before that. And he's playing really good football. And then he goes down with what is very likely a season-ending injury. And you think, all right, well, this is the injury that does it for the 49ers. You finally are like, all right, this is the one we can't recover from. We've recovered from so many other injuries, from our original starting quarterback, our starting cornerback, running back injuries, offensive line injuries, defensive line injuries. But now our second starting quarterback injury of the year, this is the one that gets us. And you kind of lose all hope. And then this guy from Iowa State, and Perry, Arizona, comes in and plays phenomenal. And it's just the last thing you expect. So it's difficult to put into words and to try to describe what we're all witnessing because it just, I don't know, it defies belief. And I'm not saying that his individual performance, you know, just in a vacuum is unbelievable. It's not like he played the best game a quarterback ever has. We're not saying that. But similar to what we talked about last week, expectations for the 3rd overall pick versus expectations for a 7th-round pick. When you compare what he's doing at this point to what the expectations were, there is not a bigger gap in regards to expectations versus performance across the entire National Football League this year than what we're getting right now from Brock Purdy.
Yeah, and of course, there's a reason why it is kind of a running joke, but there's a reason why the last pick of the draft is called Mr. Irrelevant, because that pick is irrelevant from the moment that they're chosen by an NFL team. A quarterback, again, before last week, as the last pick in the draft, had never thrown a pass in a game. This was the first time a Mr. Irrelevant had made a start in the NFL. And for him to do what he did, which was in the first half, have a near 150 quarterback rating, is unbelievable.
Yep.
Like, that's the definition of it. So yes, you're right. It's not just the 16 of 21, a 185. We've seen people do that before, but we've never seen someone from his spot do it. And that's why, and I'll reiterate it, like, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit with this guy, because there is something about capturing lightning in a bottle that does apply to the NFL, maybe more so than any other sport, just because of how few games are played and how quickly games can turn. As we saw last week when Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt, and immediately, like you said, it goes from the season's over to, hey, we might have a chance this season because of Brock Purdy. And so for me, look, I'm not going to expect this kid to immediately waltz the 49ers into the playoffs and do a conference title and to a Super Bowl. But I want to appreciate what we're seeing right now, which is something that does not happen in the National Football League. And that's why I feel so happy for Brock Purdy and his family there today who was able to witness him.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I think we're seeing his dad, when they pan to the stands, tears streaming down his face, because he is in disbelief of what his son is doing for a 49ers team that has legitimate playoff hopes now. They're in the driver's seat for that position. And I would go so far as to say today, helping the fan base have belief that this team can not only win a game, but maybe even get to a Super Bowl. That's what I'm seeing from a lot of people right now, Mark. It's unfair to Brock Purdy, but that's the type of energy and magic that he seems to have just injected into this franchise right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't go quite that far. I know you're not saying you are. That's just how people are reacting to this. A lot of people, even on the broadcast. I mean, if you're watching at home on Fox, Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olsen are just fawning over this kid, Brock Purdy, who they seem to can't make sense, can't explain really why it's happening. Doesn't look like a seventh round rookie. You mentioned his family in the stands. They obviously can't believe it. They obviously were hoping and praying for something like this, but to see it come true and come to fruition, they're obviously stunned. And they're the biggest believers in Brock Purdy than anyone is in the entire world. Of course, they're his parents and his family, but even they are shocked and have a hard time believing what they're witnessing. And you know, if he plays to this level, then this is a 49er team that has a very high ceiling. Of course, when you consider their defense that we already talked about, when you consider the rest of the offense, and of course, the big question is Deebo Samuel. Again, Kyle Shanahan said likely a high ankle sprain. That's good news, because it looked like it could have been a season-ending ankle or knee injury and then potentially a season-ending ankle injury. No fracture, says Kyle Shanahan. So obviously a lot is going to kind of hang on Deebo Samuel's ability to recover and return. We need to talk about Christian McCaffrey as well at some point in this episode, because he was phenomenal. Probably his second best game as a 49er, besides that trifecta of touchdowns he had against the Rams way back when. He was incredible in this one. Not any individual great performance from pass catchers, because as I talked about earlier, Purdy really spread the rock around and the game was over at halftime. So it kind of just became a run game for the 49ers in the second half. But I mean, I'm with you. This is a 49er team whose ceiling was always Super Bowl champions because of their defense. You don't need a ton from their quarterback. So if this is something that Brock Purdy can do on a relatively consistent basis, they have a good chance. I'm not willing to go quite that far just yet, because we've seen one start and three quarters, seven total quarters from this guy, and I guess really more like six. He didn't play much of the fourth quarter in this game because he earned that fourth quarter off. We saw Josh Johnson come in for the first time this year for the 49ers. It's still very early and things can change rapidly, but there's no doubt. I'm not trying to be a downer here. There's no doubt that the Niners' chances, their outlook right now is much, much, much brighter than it was immediately after, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo's injury.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like we're both trying to get out here is, whatever you felt like the ceiling was before the Jimmy Garoppolo injury, the ceiling of Brock Purdy feels a lot closer to that than after the injury that Jimmy G sustained. Like before, you felt like that ceiling was going to plummet. Now, each and every week, these first 2 weeks, it has crept very close to what maybe that was going to be. Look, I said after the injury, I thought that their Super Bowl chances went out the window with Jimmy Garoppolo. That's partially because I also didn't think that they would get to the Super Bowl with Jimmy. But Brock Purdy is trying to do his damnedest to make me a believer in this team, Mark. And I think that's what he's doing to everyone around the league that is looking at this team that once was considered, you know, a fear, kind of a lying, you know, dark horse in the NFC, a team that other teams were looking at, a team like the Minnesota Vikings, for example, which Mark may or may not take a victory lap on later in this episode. Even the Philadelphia Eagles, who look damn good today. Oof. But, you know, Dallas could be looking at the 49ers now. Same with the rest of the top three other teams in the NFC outside of San Francisco and saying, look, maybe there is something to this Brock Purdy guy. And we got a reason to still fear San Francisco having to come to our house or us go to their house at some point in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I agreed with you when we were doing this episode a week ago, reacting to the win over the Dolphins and Jimmy Garoppolo's injury. And I think we both thought that this was a team behind their defense and, you know, behind the coaching of Kyle Shanahan that could still win the NFC West and host a playoff game. But that would probably be, you know, maybe win one playoff game. Like if you got the New York Giants, which is looking unlikely now, they're out of the playoffs picture as it stands right now. The Washington Commanders are that last playoff team in the NFC. But a team like that, you know, we wouldn't have been shocked if the Niners pulled out a win there. But you say you get the Cowboys at home in the divisional round. I think that's where we thought the Niners were going to run into problems with Brock Purdy. But after a game like this, you know, that kind of throws that prediction, excuse me, up into the air. And after a game, after Jimmy Garoppolo's injury last week, you know, I kind of, you know, go through my mental Rolodex of, okay, what have I said about this team? What were my predictions? And you probably remember maybe a month ago, 2 months ago now, month and a half ago, something like that. My prediction was the Niners are going to be the two seed in the NFC. I did not believe the Minnesota Vikings. I've said on here multiple times, and I've said it to you way more times off the air. The Minnesota Vikings are fraudulent. Vegas agrees, by the way, because the Detroit Lions were favored over the two-loss Minnesota Vikings on
Sunday. Lions are a different team at home, Mark.
And the Lions won that game no problem. It was a little bit hairy towards the end, but the game was never in question. They win 34-23. With how Brock Purdy is playing, with how little I believe in the Minnesota Vikings, Evan, I'm sticking to that prediction. The San Francisco 49ers will enter the NFC playoffs as the two seed in the NFC, and that is potentially important because instead of playing potentially the Dallas Cowboys, say they struggle a little bit more to close out the regular season, if they could slip to the sixth seed, which isn't out of the question at all, the Niners could, instead of getting the Cowboys in the wild card round, could get a Commanders team, could get a Lions team instead of a team like the Cowboys. So I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but I wanted to check back in on that prediction here after an important week 14 and just say I'm sticking to that one. I still think the Niners have what it takes to become the two seed in the NFC.
Yeah, with the Vikings lost, the Niners are one game back. So, yeah. No, it is well within reach. No, to me, in the playoffs, it's just all about not being on the Eagles' side of the bracket. That's really all I want. Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.